Under a blazing summer sun and the watchful eye of an Italian architect, the Bedouin children of Al Khan Al Ahmar get to work on their region's first ever school. Until now, the nearest school was around 15 kilometres away, a journey that has claimed the lives of three children in the past few years. Instead of waiting on the roads for a lift or walking long distances, it will be much safer for our children to cross a short distance to this school. Italian aid group Vento di Terra came up with a cheap way to build a school that would be cool in summer and warm in winter. Pack old car tyres with dirt, then stack them on top of each other to make walls before applying a plaster of mud. The next step is to waterproof these walls, and in keeping with the eco-friendly nature of this school, the plan is to coat them with recycled falafel oil to keep the rain out. But nothing is ever easy for Bedouin living under Israeli occupation. When the State of Israel was created, the Jahalin tribe was expelled from their traditional home in the Negev Desert. The very basic structures they now call home in the occupied West Bank are considered illegal by Israel's civil administration, which has also ordered them to immediately stop work on the school.
Why can't we live like the Jews living in our vicinity? When they build a settlement of 10 houses, the state builds a nice school for them, with flowers and grass. Yet, we are struggling to make them keep this construction made out of tires and mud.
Israel's civil administration has not yet decided on whether the school will be demolished. But the Italian architect overseeing it hopes the lessons learned so far will last a lifetime.
If you cannot do it here, maybe you will do it in another place when you can do it tomorrow in another place. But what for us was very important is that they learn how to do it.
We're very happy to have this school, whatever it's made out of, tires or whatever. We just want to educate our children. Why do Israelis deserve education and not us?
With the new school term to start in late August, 100 potential Bedouin students can only wait and hope. Dan Nolan, Al Jazeera, Al Khan Al Ahmar in the occupied West Bank.